It's Saturday, the 24th of January, just after 8 a.m. The skies, the southern skies, are lovely and bright. Well, as grey can be. Peely wally white, if you want. Trying to look up and see that. Yes, it's mostly clear skies, but there's some big clouds drifting about to the west. In fact, moving pretty quickly. There's a frost during the night because the grass in the park and the rooftops around are all white. But there's a change on now. There's a stiff breeze getting up. And though it's still cold, it's just, I think, because that stiff breeze is picking up the cold air. There's a change a-coming. Actually, now I look harder at the borders. They do have a that look of being firm with frost, though not white. Oh, actually that cold fresh air is lovely to breathe in, but it's cold in my hands. Should have put a gloves on. I had a good sleep last night up until about 6 a.m. when I could no longer hold off due to discomfort. I had to get up for a pee. I went back to bed and of course at that time couldn't get back to sleep. I did eventually get off, but I'm not quite sure how much more sleep I got, whether it was 15 minutes or 30 minutes, but I did eventually drop off, but, hey, I'm feeling okay, we had a great day yesterday, my birthday. I am now an official senior citizen in this country. Now 65 and a day. 65 years and one day. Well, actually, I'm not really a full day yet because. Where am I? Well, that will not happen till midnight tonight. So. We headed off as early as we could. Way up to Creef, up through, well, it's a beautiful drive up to Creef. The way we go anyway, we stay completely off big roads. You go through beautiful places like Power Mill and just a wee village, and then through Rumbling Bridge to the Yetts of Muckert. And up through Glen Devon, down through Glen Eagles, past the Glen Eagles golf centre, if you like, and hotel at the northern edge of Glen Eagles. And out through the wee historic village of Muthal and into Creef. We had a lovely day. Weather wasn't tremendously good actually, but didn't matter. We were just getting out and enjoying a country drive, as it were. So that was my 65th. How do I feel today? being a senior citizen. Apart from the fact that I'm happy to be a senior citizen, I'm happy that my 65th has come. Apart from that, no difference whatsoever, of course. Why would there be? I'm just the same guy. My health's just the same. My mind-boggling mind is just the same. It's just that, just about the age of 60, I've just waited to be officially a senior citizen. I prefer that to old age pensioner. You know, that was always the term in this country for many a year, but still to this day people talk about being an old age pensioner. But 65, once you get to 65, it's not old. It's not old at all. So senior sounds much better, doesn't it? Yeah. Doesn't command you any more respect on the streets. Hear you, I'm a senior citizen, you know, give way on the pavement. Hello there, I'm a senior citizen, serve me faster in this restaurant, please. Hello there, I'm a senior citizen, look after me, ask me if I need assistance to cross the road. Maybe we should all start wearing big badges or something, or get a brand on our foreheads. Nah. I suppose in a way I'm fortunate to be a senior citizen at 65, because they've changed the rules already. They've moved the goalposts for people younger than I. Because my brother-in-law, or my both brother-in-laws, who are in their late 50s, already know they'll have to work till they're 66, 67, and that's getting changed again. So, I'm probably one of the, not for this year of course, one of the few remaining, in their thousands that is, few remaining people who will actually be a senior citizen at 65. In this country, that is. Hey! Now, where do I get my medals? Actually, it was nice yesterday because I don't remember anyone not being nice to us, whether we went into a store, a shop, or as we did into, there's a beautiful, well, it's not just a coffee place, it does meals as well. I can't remember its name now, on the top road. Is it the High Street in Crieff? It's a beautiful place, you get fantastic coffee. We've been there before and everyone's so nice, and every store and shop we went into, everyone was so nice. You know, they say hi, cheerio, can I help you? It's a big change from a lot of the stores down here. You used to get that, now you don't, now you're just a number, another buddy coming in the door. Very few people say, welcome you in the door, say cheerio. Nice to be nice. Just a wee bit of consideration. We're heading off today once the tailor comes to grout the vestibule, which shouldn't take him too long. We're heading off to look for fireplaces. Actual fires, that is, fires, not And this is the fireplace, but the fires. Or a stove or something. Really nice. For the living room, lounge. Actually, I could go with a fire just now. It's that wind is really bitter. Exactly so, my friend, exactly so. Mrs. Blackbird will receive a hefty dollop of apple crumble this morning. In a wee while, when she's finished her porridge. Because it's part of my birthday yesterday. I was asked to choose a birthday cake in the bakers in Crieff, and I chose a large apple crumble, which my wife isn't particularly keen on. She loves apple pie, but she's not so keen on crumble. But it was my birthday, so she treated me to it. Well, it was lovely, but you can only eat so much. She tried to kill me last night by giving me a huge chunk for my tea about 8:30. I just couldn't eat it. Mea culpa for gluttony. Well, is it gluttony if you can't eat it? So there's a massive big chunk waiting for Ms. Blackbird and her friends this morning. My eyes were bigger than my belly. There's two Rockies in the garden, but only one shall survive. Fingers are red white now. I must go.